You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
So I'm here at the WeWalk stand with Jean-Marc. We meet again.
We do indeed, and it's always a pleasure, Callum. How's it going?
Good, yeah. Yeah, so how are things with you? I think I hear there's been a few updates to the Smart Cane 2 since we last spoke.
Indeed. I think actually the last time I saw you was at RNIB's Inclusive Design for Sustainability conference.
You had a
WeWalk Smart Cane 1 back in the day.
Yeah.
Not to give away your age, but there we go.
Yeah, thanks.
So now we've launched Smart Cane 2 last year, and we're here showing everyone the wonders of our brand new Smart Cane. First, essentially the first Smart Cane to look and feel like a traditional white cane. It's a product that I love and use every day, and thousands of our users also love and use. Essentially, in a nutshell, we've taken all the great stuff that people love about Smart Cane, the upper body obstacle detection, the patented smartphone connectivity, essentially finding a bus from your cane, if you'd like, and crammed it all into a Smart Cane that truly is the same size and weight as a standard cane.
Yeah, and to be fair, I've tried it, and I was blown away. Compared to the Smart Cane 1, I was blown away by the design of it. It must have been a challenge getting all that technology into that sort of form factor.
Indeed it was, but it's not just about getting it into the form factor, but actually knowing what should go in, what shouldn't, and how we can sort of capture all of that user feedback. I mean, we reached lots of users with Smart Cane 1. So sort of taking what works and leaving the stuff that didn't work into one, I think, was our challenge. But again, thanks to our great partners like the RNIB, who are co-designing with us from the very beginning, Imperial, Sight and Sound Technology. I mean, everyone came together to make Smart Cane 2 happen. And of course, we know there's no such thing as a perfect product. So whilst we're very happy with how the hardware is right now, we're going to keep making improvements to the software, which we can totally do since we build it all in-house. So Smart Cane 2 today is actually a lot better than Smart Cane 2 was last year, simply through software and firmware updates.
Do you want to tell us about some of those new features or improvements you brought in since last year?
I thought you'd never ask, but... Well, first and foremost, we improved stability significantly. We were able to make improvements to battery life, so Smart Cane 2 can easily get you through a whole day now. We've improved our obstacle detection to make it more responsive. You can now customize how the vibrations work, whether it's continuous vibrations or buzzing as it sort of gets closer to an object, you know, buzzing quicker or buzzing slower. You can turn sound on and off. You can even use your flashlight to flash on and off as you approach obstacles. We've taken on board one of the most requested features, which is to have variable voice speeds and variable voices and volumes. You can now change the volume of your Smart Cane's built-in voice, change its speed, and change the voice itself as well, which is exciting. We've also made waves with Wii Assist. So Smart Cane users now get 90 free minutes of Wii Assist. Users who don't have a Smart Cane get 45 minutes free per month of Wii Assist as well. So we've launched Wii Assist and sort of made it more of a complete package with the Smart Cane as well. And we've made huge improvements to our AI as well. So we've moved to Gemini and we've introduced something called Complex Intents. So now your cane can decide whether it wants to check WeWalk's navigation system, check your battery life, save a location, navigate to new places, or simply answer a general knowledge question. So it's gotten a lot smarter. It's better at understanding what you actually want to do with your Smart Cane when you talk to it. But first and foremost, we've been testing and testing and testing. I can't tell you the number of times we've just been out there testing navigation, testing obstacle detection, just making sure that we iron out any bugs and keep giving users that seamless experience.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Wii Assist, because I think last time we spoke, that was kind of being trialed, but now it's actually come to the UK now. Do you want to tell us a bit about what that is for those who might not know?
Of course. So we've moved away from trial now and are essentially in full-blown launch mode. So we haven't just launched it in the UK. We've also launched it in the US, in Australia. So we're growing in Ireland, for instance. And the service is quite simple. To anyone who's familiar, for instance, with Be My Eyes and Aira, this is WeWalk's own version of this. And whilst we love the other platforms, one of the things we wanted to do is to give people a homogenous experience, i.e., you take out your WeWalk app and it's all there. You don't have to download another application. On top of that, we hire our own agents. Our agents are professionally trained, with help from the RNIB actually, on delivering a very high level of service to users. So we understand the user's needs and we understand how to use the WeWalk navigation system as well. We can also see your location, so we can help you get better mobility assistance. But on top of that, people have found interesting ways to use Wii Assist. So they've connected with our agents to ask about, help doing homework or picking out the right item on a grocery store shelf. So it's not just a mobility system, but it's also one that could help you day to day. And the best part is it's all in one app. And if you have a smart cane, you get more free minutes. So it's a very generous offering as well.
Yeah, and that's a good point to make as well when it comes to WeWalk, is that all these features we're talking about, obviously the obstacle detection, you do have to have the smart cane, but the navigation, the Wii Assist, you don't have to buy a smart cane to take advantage of those, do you?
Exactly, and that's just because it's the right thing to do. I mean, again, at WeWalk, we're a team of people with lived experience of visual impairment. So a lot of our, you know, senior leadership team is visually impaired, myself included, because we understand that it's expensive to become visually impaired. That's the only way to say it. And we just want to make sure we can equip our community with the right tools, the right price, to get people out and about whilst hopefully building a sustainable business. So things like Wii Assist in our navigation service. Yes, you know, we are supported by Wii Assist with corporate partnerships and our navigation. Again, because we're building the smart cane anyway, why not give people access to this great feature? We really wanted people to get a flavor of what we can offer them. And that's why they're available at either no or very low cost.
So do you want to give us details on pricing at the minute?
Sure. So at specifically Foresight Village, we're currently running a special discount on Smart Cane 2. So it's currently £499 for essentially all the features you'll need apart from the AI. So just the ability to talk to it and to communicate yourself rather than clicking the buttons. But the navigation system and the obstacle detection, all of that's included for a lifetime in that £499 price. And yeah, we think it's a very reasonable, affordable price point, especially given the value that users are able to get out of it. For our power users that really want the best of WeWalk, that also want the AI voice assistant, that's currently £849, but that again gives you essentially a device lifetime of voice assistant as well. Otherwise, users can just purchase a yearly subscription of voice assistant if you don't want to commit to it at the very beginning. But even at £499, I mean, for most people, that's pretty much life-changing technology at what we hope is quite a reasonable price point.
Absolutely. Well, Jean-Marc from WeWalk, great to chat with you again.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks again for having me on the show. And if anyone has any more questions, then definitely reach out to us. It's just info@wewalk.io. Or reach out to Sight & Sound Technology. They're a lovely bunch of people. And they know our technology. They're our distributor here in the UK. So they hopefully can help answer any of your additional questions as well.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot.
No, thanks so much for having me. Take care.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.